It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Said it burned 184 acres, and it was started by a company that was laying underground cable, and they were cutting up rebar.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Just the spark from that.
Yes.
Wow. By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I just feared the sparks, and you ever worked like a, what do you call it,
Hot dog slicer?
It's a hot dog slicer, but it goes by a different name.
Hot dog?
God, I'm having the worst time with my memory lately.
Uh-oh.
It's the rotating thing that you have in your shop.
Circular saw?
No, it's the rotary tool. You use it as sharpening stones.
No.
You can use it as a polishing wheel. You can do
the wheel of
fortune. You'd buy at a Sears. It's I can't believe I can't remember this.
Roulette wheel.
Grinder. The grinder. Thank you.
Okay, a grinder.
Yes, I remember.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Bench grinder, to be more specific.
Okay, bench grinder.
Yeah, not
finally
to be confused with the app.
We finally got it right. Crawford Services AC, Heating, and Plumbing bring us the emergency break of the week. Shout out to Jalen Trent as we give you the three candidates.
These are all
when conversations go wrong. This is before game three. The hard line's out on the plaza. They're getting all fired up for Mavericks and Celtics. And Bob calls out a group of people, and Davey and Corby were offended.
I don't think teams look at that stuff. I really don't. But what the team looks at, what a coaching staff looks at, and what Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic and everyone in that Mavs side has to look at is we have to win a game on Wednesday. That's
all.
Yeah,
that's it.
Do not allow your gaze to consider
your who?
The G-A-Z-E of Yay. Your focus, your
Boy,
focus
really
and your gaze.
Pinpointing some players
we
on this
We need everybody.
Right. Yes, we do need Dallas United under this, so everyone's welcome under the Mavericks banner.
Even but, the gaze.
Yeah, it is Pride Month.
It is.
So.
But way to go, Bob.
But I would say, you, if you're the team and a player or a coach or whatever, you literally have to just act like Wednesday is the final game of your season.
No matter your sexual identity.
Thank you, Dave. And
we just win.
Poor Bob.
Funny.
Talking about looking at someone, that kind of gaze with the Z. Not what Corby and Davey were thinking.
All right, we need our straights to play defense. We need our gays to hit from three.
Are you gay?
Yeah, I just love how that conversation turns. Let's go one more time.
I don't think teams look at that stuff. I really don't. But what the team looks at, what a coaching staff looks at, and what Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic and everyone in that Mavs side has to look at is we have to win a game on Wednesday. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Do not allow your gaze to consider
your who?
The G-A-Z-E of Yay. Your focus, your
Boy,
focus
you're really
and your gaze.
Pinpointing some players on
we
this
need
team.
Everybody.
Right.
Yes, we do need Dallas United under this, so everyone's welcome under the Mavericks banner.
Even but, the gays.
Yeah, it is Pride Month.
It is.
So.
But way to go, Bob.
But I would say, you, if you're the team and a player or a coach or whatever, you literally have to just act like Wednesday is the final game of your season.
No matter your sexual identity.
Thank you, Dave. And
we just win.
Dave.
There's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Joyce Durham. We were talking the other day that it was Peter Dinklage's birthday. Little person is the right way to say it, correct?
You know it's the right way to say it.
Okay,
yes.
I'm just checking.
Size advantaged, I think,
yes.
is the new
size
proper,
advantage
proper
okay.
way to say it.
Properly sized
yeah,
person.
Is that really an advantage, though? Anyway, we were talking about the fact that it was his birthday. What has he been in? And I brought up a movie that he was in, but you guys thought I was just calling him this word.
Graham Russell, 75, singer of Air Supply. Hugh Laurie, 65, from House MD. Bruce Robeson, He's 58.
Bruce Robinson.
Robinson, country singer.
Greatness. Amazing songwriter.
Is he related to Charlie?
It's his brother.
Okay, I was about to say, there's no way two guys are missing a letter in their last name like that, not related. Peter Dinklage is 55, from Game of Thrones, among other things. He's great.
Elf.
What? I believe.
What are you calling him?
We just call him an actor,
George.
Oh, you're an angry elf, aren't you?
Golly, dude.
Whoa.
Joshua Jackson is 46.
He was in the movie Elf.
It sounded very Kathy Lee Crosby witch. Like
Elf. Whoa. Elf. And when Will Ferrell says, oh, you're an angry elf. Sorry. I'm really sorry to the entire Dinklage family. Okay. We need some time for this because it goes for a while. I still don't know how to rule this and who it's on. I guess it's on Junior.
It is.
Okay, we got the ruling there from Daddy. Okay,
Tyler
agrees. I was kind of with Junior, though. I was really confused when we had this movie conversation the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Apple announced, speaking of smart speakers and voice assistants, they announced that they're jumping into the generative artificial intelligence race. They're going to integrate it with all their iPhone and computer to where it's going to know what you're thinking before you're thinking it.
Can't wait!
I did this for you, Dave. Here's the email you were just thinking about, Dave. It's going to call us all Dave. Do people even know that movie anymore?
That was a great movie.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I need to rewatch that and see if it... I just remember watching and thinking it's kind of overrated. We're talking about 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, Stanley I thought Kubrick. You were talking about the movie Dave. Kevin Klein, didn't he run for president?
Why would I be saying in a creepy robotic voice, I here's the email you requested, Dave?
Well, I knew that. I thought you had moved on to the topic of Dave.
From what?
Because you kept saying Dave.
Yes, because it'll of call, the movie 2001.
It'll Dave call, doesn't live here, man.
I never saw 2001 Space Odyssey.
Why would I be talking about the Kevin Klein movie when he was
you were saying it's going to call yelling. Everybody Dave. Dave, 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 did you see that movie?
It's going to call everybody Dave because I'm thinking, the voice assistant in 2001.
But you said, Dave, 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 did you see that movie? And I've never seen 2001 Space Odyssey, but I have seen the movie
seen
Dave.
Okay. It's fine.
What is happening?
They're totally different movies.
Totally different movies. And yeah, I've seen 2001 Space Odyssey, but it didn't ring with me either. Because that was forever ago when I saw that.
It's an iconic line.
I know.
I can't do that, Dave. When he's asking to open the pod bay doors, Hal. I can't do that, Dave. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely on me. But I'd never seen the movie, so.
Yeah,
but,
seen
I have
Dave.
Seen the movie, Dave.
Just, no one else is talking. Whenever generative AI comes up, no one goes to the Kevin Klein movie in which he was mistaken for the president or whatever that was.
All right. Well, is it Bob, me, or Junior? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Three Kidney Mike, and I will withhold my vote for a time and place of my choosing.
All right.
Seems like a waste.
Does. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Hello?
Yeah?
Good morning, George.
Oh, boy, it's Brady Tom. I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. How did you know?
I don't know. Just a wild guess.
That's a wild guess. Very good, George. Very good. I would like to... I've missed you guys. I would like to support Bob and his gays.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
You guys got me?
Yep.
James and Mercury, karaoke hotline. Are you ready?
Go. Sure.
Every other weekend, age of 13, with my fishing pole and my field and stream, riding back home on the trailways bus. I looked out the window till I saw too much, and I called my parents by their own first names. Fill in the blank, guys.
Oh, gosh, you stumped me here. Really, I know that song. This one. Yeah. What is it?
Where'd you hide the body?
Alley.
What?
I didn't play the game anymore. That's Childish Things.
Yeah, Childish Things.
Okay, who you vote for?
All right, I'll take number two again. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, it's Gordo's COVID here.
I don't have COVID.
You know, it's not allergies.
You will at a time of my choosing.
Oh, okay.
I'm all up inside you, Gordo.
Okay, creepy. Just vote.
Joyce DeWitt and I vote for Bob.
That must be your COVID if it says Joyce DeWitt. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, abusers. Or should I say the morning losers?
Oh, God, it's big skip.
Let's not forget who the true father of the so-called ticket is. It is me, a Bayless you won't want to skip. And that is undisputed.
Vomit. A Bayless you won't want to skip.
So I guess there's no vote in there. We're just listening to an impersonation. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hey, George, I have diarrhea, and I'm also voting for the gays.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, boys, it's E-Break, and this week I thought I'd play this masterpiece for you, and while I vote for Bob. Man, demo button shreds, dude.
Okay. He's got a demo version on the keyboard.
That's pretty impressive. And he said he votes for Bob, right? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. You want to watch Don't Let the Gays Distract You? Press 1.
Ladies
and gentlemen, penis and balls.
Okay, we got it. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Bob has won it again.
I don't think teams look at that stuff. I really don't. But what the team looks at, what a coaching staff looks at, and what Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic and everyone in that Mavs side has to look at is we have to win a game on Wednesday. That's
all.
Yeah,
that's it.
Do not allow your gaze to consider
your who?
The G-A-Z-E of your focus, your focus
really
and your gaze.
Pinpointing some players on
this
team.
We need everybody.
Right. Yes, we do need Dallas United under this, so everyone's welcome under the Mavericks banner.
Even
but,
the gaze.
Yeah, it is Pride Month.
It is.
So.
But way to go, Bob.
But I would say you, if you're the team and a player or a coach or whatever, you literally have to just act like Wednesday is the final game of your season.
No matter your sexual identity.
Thank you, Dave. And
we just win.
I love how Bob continues to fight through the sports point. He didn't down the ball or anything. He just kept trying to run with it. How many is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 43rd E-Break win. He is now 94 behind Norman Pride Month Hiskus.
All right.